morning. Moments of Melody time again. This is a program to help you begin your day. H. Heine, a German poet, who was known for his atheism and his profane and sensual writings, was changed one time. And here's the confession that flowed from his pen. A religious reaction has set in upon me. I believe again in a personal God. It was neither a vision nor a voice from heaven which brought me in the way of salvation. It was the reading of a book, namely the Bible. Like the sun that warms us, like the bread that nourishes us, this book looks at us cordially and with blessing. Here's a short poem. Thy word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path alway, to guide and to save me from sin, and show me the heavenly way. To begin your day is to take some food for the soul. That's why each morning we read the sacred scriptures on this program. We're reading now from Dr. Luke's account of the gospel, and it's chapter 8. Then followed a time in which the Lord Jesus went on journeying from one city or village to another, preaching and spreading the good news of God's kingdom. With him were the 12 apostles and certain women whom he had freed from evil spirits and from sicknesses, Mary, who is called Magdalene, who had had 7 devils cast out of her, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who ministered to him with the means they had. When a great multitude had gathered, and more came flocking to him out of the cities, he spoke to them in a parable. Here is a sower gone out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, there were some grains that fell beside on the path, so that they were trodden underfoot, and the birds flew down and ate them. And others fell on the rocks, where they were withered as soon as they were up, because they had no moisture. And some fell among briars, and the briars grew up with them and smothered them. And others fell where the soil was good. When they grew up, they yielded 100-fold. And so saying, he cried aloud, "Listen, you that have ears to hear with." Well, we all have ears, but we don't all listen to God. May we use our ears to hear God's voice. Someone has said, regarding the Bible, we should know it in our heads, stow it in our hearts, show it in our lives, and sow it in the world.